Brock, it seemed like against Oakland, especially the first three quarters, you would maybe, I don't want to say take a step forward, but I mean, it was three really good quarters, and obviously you didn't finish like you wanted to. Today, it seemed like you were able to consistently get it going. How would you evaluate your performance today on the field?
Yeah, I think today personally was very disappointing. I felt like, I felt like our defense played a tremendous game. I felt like our defense battled for all four quarters, all 60 minutes. They kept us in the game. They played tough. They played hard. I thought our special teams did great things, and I really felt like the other guys out there on the field offensively played extremely hard and played well. Bottom line, I didn't play very good today. I feel like I left a lot out there on the field that I could have done much better. I could have done a much better job in certain situations. Certainly, that second turnover, I feel like I made the correct read. The ball just got away from me and it sailed, and that was definitely a turnover that, we didn't need at that point in time. And so, like I said, I just felt like the rest of the football team today, especially the defense, the special teams, the offensive line, I really felt like those guys truly went out there and battled and played great football. And bottom line, I need to play better for us to win. I feel like our team gave us the opportunity to win today. And, I didn't play up to what I'm capable of doing. And, that's on me, and I'll get that cleaned up.
How disappointing is it for you guys not to be able to score much? You've only had three offensive touchdowns once. That was in the overtime game.
Yeah, it's extremely disappointing. Our job as an offensive unit is to score touchdowns and put together multiple drives that result in touchdowns every single week. And we've struggled with that this year. And I can't quite put my thumb on that, but I will certainly always stand up and point the finger at myself. Bottom line, being the quarterback of this football team, having the ball in my hand every single play, I need to find a way for us to score touchdowns and certainly a lot more of touchdowns moving forward.
Brock, obviously you're running the offense, you're in the game, and I'm sure you don't really watch San Diego's offense, as a fan the whole game, but is there something to see what Rivers does and the consistency, maybe taking what's there at times? Obviously, there's so many different parts and it's complexity, but it seemed like he kind of played the game the way that you've done for little bits this season and are still trying to get to for four quarters.
Certainly. Studying other great quarterbacks is something that I always do and I still do. When I was at a backup in Denver for 3.5 years, I would take time throughout the week to pick a different quarterback and study him, and how he played, and like you said, how he would take what the defense would give him, and Phillip's no different. I would study Phillip, and it's still something that I continue to do. Obviously, I don't get to spend as much time at it, but anytime I can watch another quarterback play, I'm certainly doing it because I believe that you always have room to improve, and you can always get better by watching others.
Do you feel there's been a consistent theme with the interceptions that you've thrown this year?
No, I don't. I think every interception really has a different story. The first one today, I came off a play-action fake, had to scramble, got outside the pocket. I saw Hopkins. I knew it was man-to-man coverage. Didn't see the defender trailing behind him, and I thought we were going to have a big play along the sideline. And the defensive back made a tremendous play, intercepting that ball. The second interception today, like I said, I read the coverage right. It was the exact play that we wanted versus that coverage. I just threw an inaccurate pass. I threw the ball too high to CJ, but when you go back and you watch the tape, you'll see there's a big window there if I put it on CJ. And then obviously the third interception's a Hail Mary situation. But I think every interception has a different story to it. Unfortunately, it's happening too often. But that's something that, I'll study very hard tonight. I'll study very hard tomorrow as well. And, I'll continue to move forward and try to improve.
Do you feel like you're forcing it in those situations? Like maybe the one to Hopkins on the sideline, the first interception?
No, I don't. Like I said, I knew it was man-to-man coverage. I got flushed outside the pocket. I saw DeAndre, and I thought I had time to make an accurate throw along the sideline for a big play. I didn't feel like I was forcing it at all. If I felt like the defensive back was in a position to intercept that ball, I would have just launched it out of bounds. So Once again, I was just trying to help our football team out and make a play in that situation.
Brock, you've been always so optimistic about getting this thing going. Does that optimism continue on here that this thing can get on track and you guys can be the kind of offense that you would love to have?
Absolutely. We still have a lot of season left, and we have so much to play for. This season's a very long year, and I know, you know, we've had some ups, we've had some downs, and you would like to see steady improvement, but sometimes, you know, that doesn't take place. But I'm very optimistic about what this football team can accomplish. You know, all of our goals are right in front of us to accomplish. We control our own destiny. And, you know, obviously today did not go the way we wanted it to. Like I said, I'm going to put that on my shoulders. I believe our team played great football, but I did not. And so I know we can accomplish what we want to. We'll keep plugging away. We'll come in, we'll study the film very hard tomorrow, and then we'll move forward. But like I said, I'm very optimistic about what this team can accomplish, because this is a damn good football team, and like I said, I let them down today. I need to play better.